The Big Bad Werewolf by Katie Dale.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation from Western Power Distribution, the electricity distributor for the Midlands, South Wales and the South West. For my wonderful dad, thank you for everything. K.D. In the middle of a wood, a tiny little cottage stood, the home of dear sweet law-abiding, kind old little Granny Riding. Her husband died, her kids have grown, so now, poor dear, she lives alone. She still keeps busy, bakes and knits. She helps the poor and babysits. But then, one day, she looked quite frail. She dropped her stick and, turning pale, she rested for a day or two, complaining of a nasty flu. But safe behind her bedroom door, old Granny did not cough or snore. Instead, as darkness filled the skies, she watched the moon begin to rise. Then quickly, in a blinding flash, old Gran began to writhe and thrash. Her specs fell off, and in a blur, her skin broke out in thick brown fur. Her dentures tumbled to the floor as Granny scrambled out the door. She raised her head and howled with glee, for Granny was a wolf, you see. A werewolf, to be quite exact.